Christmas and New Year's have passed, and with spring coming soon, February is a time to relax, get under a kotatsu or blanket, and enjoy warming up inside. Besides the summertime, I am experiencing the changing of the four seasons in Japan for the first time, so at the start of every month, I wonder what kind of weather I will experience. When I think of February, I think of Indiana's February and the eternal winter, a name that I made up for that time. I chose this name because, in Indiana, winter is very long, sometimes continuing into April. I think it is a unique part of living in the American Midwest, so this time I would like to talk about the eternal winter and interesting weather in Indiana. When comparing Kyoto Prefecture and Indiana, it seems that Indiana is colder than Kyoto. When I was a child, it would start to snow late November, and it was always fun to play in the snow, sled, and build snow forts around Christmas time. The best feeling is having a white Christmas. Having a white Christmas is a phrase used by Americans when it snows on Christmas, based off the old movie White Christmas. As a kid, snow is fun to play in, but as an adult, it is not fun to drive in. After Christmas time, people start to get fed up with the snow and the cold, but it doesn't end. January, February, and March passes, and even though the snow might melt, it is still cold and very windy. This cold weather should disappear around April, but there are some times where it is sunny one day and then it is snowing the next. When I was in college, there was a time where it snowed and accumulated on April 26. That is why, even if it only reaches a little bit above 13 degrees in spring, sub-Midwesterners will take off their coat, roll their windows down, and act like it is a hot summer day. If you see me biking around Seika Town without a coat, it might be because of my Indiana weather experiences.